listen up. Y'all, it's the queen of automation, Megan Donnelly, here to give you inspiration. Founders and business owners, gather round. I'ma show you how to build systems that'll astound. Streamline your processes, no need for complications.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Chronically Automated. I'm your host, Megan Donnelly.
And I'm your co-host, Anthony Labosco.
This podcast is all about smart systems for messy realities. Last week we had, last week was crazy good. I've had so many people talk to me about that episode. Have you had anybody talk to you about it? Like,
absolutely.
People are so excited about that whole, thing.
It's a reality that many people, and if you didn't see the episode, if you didn't hear it, it was all about how AI is it really taking over your jobs, and should you
doesn't have to
Salesforce, you know, had layoffs, they had about 4,000 people that they laid off because of AI. So yeah, I mean, there were people that I've been talking to on, in fact, people that work for Salesforce and, you know, some other people as well. And, you know, there have just been a lot of layoffs specifically in tech, right? And I don't know. I think it's going to get even worse, unfortunately.
It's it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. But go check out that episode. It was a really good one. But today, and actually, it's a kind of a good transition into today's topic, because I think that, you know, the whole layoff thing really puts you, it can affect your mood and your depression. Like, if you know, it can affect your life in so many ways. But so today we're going to talk about morning routines, and why for people like us or anybody who is neurodiverse or chronically ill, humans just in general, but founders and entrepreneurs especially, you have to kind of reset yourself, because morning routines are all about consistency, right? When you set up a morning routine, it's supposed to be this consistent thing, and they're pretty rigid generally, because they say you're supposed to do the same thing every morning, and that's what it is, right? A routine is this rigid thing that you do the same way every time. It's the same way with automation. If it's a routine, you can automate it, right? No. I'm just going to say no, because morning routines, when you are neurodiverse or chronically ill, or you have anything going on, you can't have this rigid start to your day. It has to be flexible, because we don't wake up the same way every day. I've told you this. Some days I wake up and I know today's going to be a creative day. Today's going to be analytical day. Like, I just wake up knowing, or I need to go back to bed for 3 hours because I didn't sleep, or Anthony wakes up in pain, or there's all of these factors that we have going on between our brains and our mental health and our physical health that, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this. It doesn't matter if you're neurodiverse or not. This happens to everyone. If you wake up sick, you wake up sick. Go back to bed, drink some tea. People are terrified, especially solo entrepreneurs and founders and owners are terrified that when they don't wake up the same way, they kind of have this, you know, freak out. Oh my God. And then they start calling their team and trying to figure stuff out, because, oh my God, I'm here to tell you, don't know. Let's unpack all of this right now, right here during this conversation, because it doesn't have to be that way. The idea, that kind of old school idea of the 5 a.m. club, you know, it doesn't work when your baseline is shifting every day, right? You don't need this 90-minute flow. You need a reset, a systemized reset. And I don't know, I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to pause, because I want Anthony to talk about his experience with this, because his is obviously way more irritating and life affecting than mine is, right? My brain just is my brain, and it's going to be like that. But I don't live with the same kind of pain and medical stuff that you have to deal with, right? And there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with it, and I don't think they know what to do in this situation.
Right. I mean, you know, it's interesting, because when you layer on the fact that I do sales as well, and, you know, then you're waking up and you're saying, You know, man, like today, sending out LinkedIn audio messages to people, which is awesome. But holy cow, there's so much that's into it. But then you have a whole lot of things that are happening at the same time. And you're like, man, this meeting came up, or, you know, these people called. And next thing you know, you're a little behind on that. But then, you know, if you're waking up, you know, either in pain or not feeling great, my baseline is I wake up and I work out. No matter what, I work out. I don't care how I feel. Well, I shouldn't say that. So if I not 90% of the time when I'm, regardless of how I'm feeling, I'm working out. I'm on my Peloton. And that's important because that sets the stage for the day. But, you know, right now, you know, for me, for someone with, you know, MS and everything, some people with them, most people with MS, you know, right now it's September, so it's starting to get cool. You know, I'm in New York, about an hour outside of the city. So it is getting cooler, which is, you know, it's good. But for me personally, people with, you know, my condition that I have, cold kind of activates the nerves. So I'm getting ready for the winter, getting ready for the cold weather that is going to affect me pain wise, maybe some fatigue and things like that, because of some of the medication I'm going to have to take for the pain, which is not pain medicine, by the way. I'm just saying.
Inflammation. You know, yeah.
Right. But exactly. But you know what, Megan? I mean, what we're talking about today is automating certain things and knowing your seasons that are, you know, hitting, for lack of a better term, in terms of how to approach them.
Yep. And even know yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to know your body. You have to know your mind. And then you build for it. You build 100%. For it. Like, we are going to, I mean, and we definitely, that's one of the things that we're going to help you with, because we've talked about this before. So like, I've known this is coming. You obviously have known this is coming. So we're going to get on it and figure out, okay, how can we build you 3 to 4 startup templates, like templates for a foggy day, a focused day, low energy, crisis day. You can build different onboarding setups, different sales cycles, different whatever your business is. You build for that. We've been telling you this all along. You build for the bad days, not the good. Right? You also build for the good, but mostly for the bad, because the good days, you're good. You're kicking ass. You're awesome. You're showing up. You're doing the thing. Like, you're there. You don't necessarily have to build as much out for that, because your brain is in it, right? Like, you're there. But the bad days are the days where the technology and the systems can help you, because they're going to pick up the pieces and pick up the slack. And we said this last week, and this is kind of goes back to that conversation about last week. You've got to get ahead of this AI stuff and this automation stuff. Rip off the Band-Aid. It's going to be scary. It's just what it is. So this is one way that I'm going to have Anthony use AI to suggest the right kind of template to start with based on your calendar, your cycle, your seasons. For him, it's going to be an energy tracker and seasons. And that's really what it is. He's going to put all this stuff in there, and he's going to tell the AI, like, in the fall, the cold affects my nerves. This is what happens. Gives him all the pain, gives him all the stuff. And then he's going to put in what he does, which is sales, his normal sales cycles, normal processes, normal stuff. And then we're going to come up with a strategy on, okay, how do we combat that? Like, how do we make this less painful? How do we move the sales cycle back, or like, however many hours, like, or what? I'm just spitballing here. We're not sure, right? Like, we're not sure. But one thing I know is that we can build it. We can use AI to help suggest us and lead us and down this path, because it's going to be able to do the research for energy tracking. It's going to be able to do the research on MS faster than we ever could. It's going to be able to go out and research the 4 different things that we needed to research, which is tracking energy, managing time, MS, his type of MS, the pain, like all of the stuff that he's going to be able to put in there, and then anything else. And it's going to summarize all of that together, put it all together, and it's going to spit us this strategy out. And I'm going to be able to take that and go, oh, okay, I get it now. boom, 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 boom. And then we start building for that. So you can do this. Like, this doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. It doesn't matter what type of human you're in. It doesn't matter how your brain works. You build for that. And you have to be flexible. You have to, right? For those people that are out there and they're listening, like, nah, I do the same thing every morning, all the time. Good for you.
Yeah, but until you can.
That's awesome, right? Like, I'm proud of you. That's great. The rest of us are going to be over here trying to figure out life while you are killing it. And like, power to you. But I can almost guarantee even those people, right? Like, even those accounts, come on. Even those accounts that you see on Instagram and TikTok and LinkedIn, the stuff's not real, okay? That is what is put out there. Those are their good days. Every single human on this planet has a bad day. Everybody. There's no way that anyone can sit there and tell me that their life is perfect all the time. What if your Peloton breaks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
but you
a
see
whole
what I'm
story.
Saying? Like, right. Shit happens, and people need to be like, be able to be flexible and not so rigid about it. So that's why I don't like the whole like 5 a.m. club thing where like the morning routine thing. Like, I get it. Like, I have my coffee every morning and I do my thing and it's generally the same, but it's based on me.
I want to say something here because you really hit a nerve for me in that sometimes once in a while, my Peloton isn't working, meaning that sometimes the internet connection's down or maybe it's got to update software or something like that. But it puts me back sometimes a half hour or an hour or more. And then from there, you know, you have to kind of adjust and say, okay, well, what am I going to do? You know, instead of saying I have to do this no matter what, and now it's the end of the world because I can't do this. Instead, you know, from some either automation or, you know, something in the platform I use, DMC, you're able then to go in and you're able then to, you know, work on some things in the meantime while that kind of rectifies itself. So to your point, Megan, you have to be flexible and you have to build a system and even get a mindset more so that's flexible because shit happens. Shit is going to happen. Yep. Nothing is going to be perfect. Your kids are sick or I got to take my kids to the doctor or, you know, something along those lines, right? Come up. What are you going to do?
And that is it. Like today, we're recording earlier than normal because I have a child that has to go to the doctor, right? And it's, thank God we have a human, like, doing this podcast. We're both humans. We are not an AI podcast, by the way. Ow, I'm real. Like, I don't know how else do we tell people we're real? But, you know, life happens, shit happens. And sometimes, you know, you have to be able to go with the flow. And it's really, really hard when you are a neurodiverse person to go with the flow, because honestly, for me, schedule is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. Being able to do the same thing at the same time or automate the same thing in the same way. Oh, it, man, means my brain does, it means my brain doesn't have to think about it, right? But it doesn't work that way. Oh, I have a super secret project and I'm not ready to quite tell about it yet, but we will. I have a super, super secret project that is being developed behind the scenes as we speak, and we will talk about it. So keep listening here because this is going to be a thing that is going to be very, very good for everybody, not just the neurodiverse, not just somebody with a chronic illness, everybody, but it will help those that have all of that probably more, but it's going to help everyone because when shit happens, you're going to need this thing. And all I'm going to say on that.
Well, you know, I think it really comes back to the fundamental, and that's exciting, Megan. I can't wait to hear about that. But it comes back to the fundamental knowing yourself and really being honest with what you can do, what your capabilities are, what, you know, how the day is going to be. Once you are honest with yourself, once you start to think about, you know, what's going to happen when it gets to be 0 degrees or maybe, you know, even if the house loses like heat or something like that, what do we do? Then, you know, in that case, right? I mean, now we're talking extreme, but still the fact
I feel like we're talking about like Y2K.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we're not going to, but I feel like that's like we've made. And so I just had to pause you for a second because we're not, okay, this is not Y2K, guys. We're not like talking like crisis, but like really.
Right. And we're not, what do you call it? What do you call those people that are planners that always that are always the ones that are you know, the doomsday guys
and people. Doomsdayers.
Being realistic.
We're just talking about realistic, like, expectations for yourself. We're not talking about being a doomsdayer. We're not talking about the sky is falling. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just listening to you and then thinking about what I just said. And I was like, oh, man, these people probably think we're crazy.
it can sound like that. And I was, in fact, I was talking to a couple guys yesterday that were talking about, you know, one of their startups and they're, you know, getting ready to really do that. And here I am talking about like, well, you know, that was a plan for me. Here I am like Debbie Downer, but I wasn't trying to be a Debbie Downer. But, you know, talking about like, well, you know, that's a great plan. But if something else does happen that you can't control, you do have to think about that as well. And, you know, then I kind of pulled it back a little bit, was like, well, you know, just do what you're doing and, you know, just understand that there could be some uncontrollables. And that's really what it comes down to, with the uncontrollables and how you are able to manage that and really think about that and incorporate it in your life. And, you know, and that's the thing with us as neurodiverse, right? You know, the uncontrollables can be, you know, maybe affect us a lot more than some other people can.
Yep. I agree. And I think it absolutely does affect us differently and more. And I see it in my kids, you know, we don't talk a lot about it on this show, but maybe we should. My son, my middle son is autistic. And having, I will say this for anybody who's a parent out there and also a business owner, having someone who's on the spectrum completely changes your outlook on all of this, because they live their lives so differently, not bad or just different, right? Like, it's definitely just different. Now, you know, he is verbal. We're not dealing with nonverbal or anything else, which, you know, I say we're lucky, and I don't mean that in any offense or anything like that to anyone who has a nonverbal child, because they are the coolest people some of the coolest people I've ever met, some of my best friends. But it makes you, it makes you think about the world differently and think about your life differently. And I'm sure having a chronic illness come up for you, Anthony, did the same thing. It's almost like a slap in the face, like, quit whining. Okay, got it. Everything. We took him to the dentist. Here's a good story. Like, we took him to the dentist. I had to reschedule my entire day on Tuesday, just knowing Tuesday morning was going to be kind of a shit show, because he gets really nervous and really anxious. Everyone hates the dentist. Now imagine you have sensitivity and you have sensory issues and you have all of this other stuff going on in your world. Now I'm going to put you in a dental chair and be like, here, let me poke at your teeth for a little while and clean them. You know, no, it doesn't go like that. He gets a weighted vest. There's a TV on the ceiling. We have an amazing dentist, by the way, who is specifically set up for like fear dentistry and deals with autistic kids. But he gets a weighted vest and he gets noise canceling headphones. He's got a TV as he lays back, like up on the ceiling, right? And it sounds like, wow, that's really cool. And he is still, like, you see him doing this. He moves the headphone. His hands stay on the headphones at all times. And he's like, wait, what's that tool do? Wait, what are you doing there? Why are you touching here? Why are you poking? Like, what does that do? Is that going to hurt? And it's like, you've given him all of this stuff to help him relax and help him kind of disconnect from what's going on. And it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't actually work. That is what we're talking about now.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal metaphor, Megan. I mean, that's exactly what it is. So you can plan and you can build, you know, well, I shouldn't say that. I should say, I want to kind of pivot a little bit and say that, you know, the framework and everything, you want to kind of plan for that as well as you can. Like in your case, you have the dentist that is planning the best he can. However, if you didn't have that stuff, imagine what that would be like, or it wouldn't have even happened, right? So, you know, him doing, you know, taking it off and hearing every now and then, I mean, that's pretty much everything else, you know, enabled him to be in that chair. So, you know, for us as well, the automation and everything like that, I mean, that really helps us to operate, especially as a solopreneur, as a person growing a startup. I never would have thought a year ago that I'd be doing a startup, a sales startup, okay, with multiple sclerosis. And oh my God, in growth mode, how are you doing it? Well, she's sitting right
figuring
there.
It out. Yeah.
And that's how you do it. So
he, what's great is, and it is a really great metaphor to what we're talking about and just systems and processes in general, because they are like the perfect example of how you mix emotion with automation and systems. First of all, they have an amazing front desk team, but their system is awesome. I actually know the owner and we've had these conversations before. They have all of Riker's preferences in the computer, in his contact record. They know that he likes baking shows on Netflix. They know that he likes a weighted heated blanket. It has to be warm. They know he doesn't like the neck pillows because it itches under his ears. I'm not even kidding you. Like they knew all of this before we even walked into the damn room. Insane. They know that he likes a water pick and you're not allowed to scrape. They know that there's all of these things. They have every single preference that you could think of for this child in their system.
Well, here's the thing.
This is why this stuff works.
Right. And if you don't mind me, I'm going to interrupt you, but I'm going to apologize about it, is that, you know, really it comes back again to knowing yourself and knowing what to build into either your system, whether it's, you know, ChatGPT that you are looking for some output. Yep. The inputs are so important. And what Megan just talked about are all of the inputs. So then the output then is, I'm not saying flawless, because there are still
better experience. Yeah.
It's a better experience overall, right? And I think that's really what
Let's bring it back to you. Let's bring it back to you. So here's how we are translating this to Anthony's business as a salesperson. Anthony needs to know as much. He sells tech. He sells DMC. He sells things, you know, software as a solution, right? He puts his notes into the system. The system reads the notes, gives him an AI summary, you know, like this is how this is going to work, and does the same thing for him because it's going to summarize his conversations. And if you're using the phone thing, they're the phone thing. Yeah, really technical, Megan.
That you put on your...
The thing that's connected to the thing that connects to the thing.
And then
you
hit it. Yeah. We're better than that,
the phone system inside DMC, when you record your phone calls, AI is built in there and it will summarize the phone call for you and the conversation. And the reason he needs this is because then now, if he chooses, you use AI to summarize it. You use ChatGPT to come in, take the summary and write a customized email and or response to that specific person in his tone of voice, right? You don't have to do it manually. It doesn't have to be inhuman. It doesn't have to be personalized. It can be personalized, customized, 100% Anthony Lobasco. The system now has the ability to create a brand voice document for every single brand and or business in the system, and very detailed. These details get really detailed. And so it's mixing the notes that you just got from the AI summary of the actual physical conversation that they had, plus your brand voice, mixing it together, and you get this personalized email that you can send that helps Anthony stay in touch with the customers in a personalized, emotional way, so he's emotionally responding to their needs. And then, because this software system has all the requirements and all of the stuff built into it, like, why do you want this software? It now then can answer those questions for you. Why would you not want to do this and help yourself and your brain be like on, like, it's like your brain on steroids. Like, this is amazing. Why would you not want to fast track this?
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, you know, as the high achiever, right? I mean, we'll all call ourselves high achievers and everything. I almost felt like in the beginning of all this, like when I started using AI for all this, I felt like I was cheating. You know, I mean,
too good to be true. Like, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I mean, am I cheating and everything? But what happens, and again, this kind of brings it back to the other conversation last week that we had about AI. It's about AI guiding you to, you know, be able to scale, be able to do other things that now, you know, am I a copywriter? Am I writing documents? No, that's not my core business. My core business is to sell. That's what I do day in, day out. And if I'm not selling, I'm finding people to sell to. And, you know, and that's it. And really
researching,
like,
prospecting, you know, all of the things.
Exactly. And the more people that, you know, we reach out to, you're right, Megan, those kind of things and being able to automate that when it comes to a thank you email, follow-up email, and putting in notes and everything like that. Once you get those motions down and once you're able to spit out that output, it's amazing because you can then redistribute your energy to more to meeting your goals, which is, you know, to prospect, look for business, and, you know, hopefully close business. Not hopefully, close business.
Yes. And what's amazing, just to even piggyback off of that, and I totally just lost my train of thought.
Oh my God, I did that like four times yesterday.
It's gone. right in the middle of a podcast. My system is broken.
See, that happens. That happens a lot. I mean, thank goodness it doesn't happen all the time with Megan and I.
Because no. They'd
be like, oh, wow, what did I just talk about? Oh, wow, okay.
The system will prompt us and send us notifications and we'll be like, ding, 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 ding. Talking about your routine and when you were just talking about all of your, your systems and your about like when you're doing prospecting, even prospecting inside the system, there's the ability. I mean, because think about that's research, right? Like that's AI's thing, right? Like it will research. It will go out. He can set an AI bot to go out and find the people that he should be talking to inside the system. And then it'll spit out an AI list.
Well, it spits out a list of people.
And then so like if he has 4 or 5 hours off in the morning because he's dealing with something, whatever he's dealing with, just life, he can come back and he's got 25, 50, 60 people because it'll do X amount. I don't remember what the actual, I know it does. It does up to 50 bulk, but I don't remember how many does an hour. I think it's 50 an hour, but like he comes back in 4 hours and he's going to have a list of 200 people that he can now reach out to. The system has already set up the list for him because he gets to go in and put his preferences. I want to talk to this people, this type of people at this type of company. I'm going after CEOs. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. He puts all the preferences into the system and the system spits out a list for him. So now when he's done dealing with life, he comes in, he's like, oh, cool. I'm ready to hit the ground running. I'm going to apply it to this campaign that we've already pre-written. And it's got, you know, all the workflows are set up. And I'm going to dump them in there and I'm going to start going. Boom. I'm going to start cold calling. They get the emails. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Done. This is the kind of stuff that you build in. There are certain things about every industry that just makes sense. It just makes sense to use an automated routine instead of you being responsible for remembering what your routine is supposed to be, right?
And that's generally what I was thinking. Flexibility based on what your situation is, based on what industry is, based on what your goals are, emotions are, and everything like that. I mean, that's amazing. That everything is bespoke. Everything is customizable. It's unbelievable. But the one thing that stays, that stays the same is the automation and the foundation, because then you can kind of take that foundation. Exactly. And then you can do all these different things based on how the day is going to go.
We talk about that in the developer world. You never hack the core code, right? Like it's really fantastic when you have systems like DMC or other types of, even Salesforce, like you don't hack the core code. The core code is the baseline and it stays there. And when you, the way to know if you have a good system or not is if you can build on top of that to enhance what's already there. If you have to hack the core code, like the baseline, to make it work the way you want it, move, run away, run away now. Like that's bad. Anyway, oh my goodness, this has been a cool conversation because, they're all cool conversations, but this is really cool because we're kind of breaking the mold with the whole 5 a.m. club and like you have to have a routine and you need to do it the same way every time. Well, that just doesn't work for most humans. So
totally. And I think Megan, I mean, I'm going to give a shout out to you as well. I think what's really cool, what's really special about what Megan does is that she brings that perspective to all her development, all her her vision of, you know, how a person works, and whether or not that's someone that's neurodiverse or not, or anything like that. That lens is the one that is, you know, really putting that framework and everything together, and really is almost, I mean, literally 5 steps ahead of everyone to think about what if. Yeah, of course there's going to be a what if. So, you know, very grateful for that insight, Megan.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That is the first time I've ever heard somebody else. Okay, actually, second time I can think in my life that I've ever heard somebody else refer to me as being five steps ahead. I'm always 5 steps ahead, 5 steps ahead. And I have so much fun when I'm like in. That's why I love our little inner circle right now, because like Darren and Nat, they each bring this own unique, amazing things to the table and are smarter in certain things than I am, right? And I love being in a room with people who are smarter than me, because I'm not thinking 5 steps ahead when I talk to some of those people. And it's really cool. Anyway, so I really appreciate that, because it's really hard being five steps ahead of the world around you.
My goal, and I'm just going to put it out here right now, I don't know when it's going to be, but I want to at least be in lockstep with Megan one time and not have her 5 steps ahead of me, or maybe even 1 step ahead of her. I'm going to give myself a year to
just
do
one
that.
Time. One so time.
Anthony sends me questions.
Anthony sends me questions and I send them back. Wait for it, or I'll send it back, like just some like something like that, and he'll be like, "Never mind, I found it," or "Never mind, you're right." I'm like, "Give it 5 seconds, you'll find." And I'm like, yeah. "I'm like tick tick tick." I'm like, "Oh, there it is."
God.
But you know what? That means that you're learning, and you are it's there. True. It's just true. You know, I live and breathe it, so it's like it's just always there for me.
I'm more afraid of you yelling at me, to be honest with you. So that's why.
I would not yell at you. I don't yell. I don't yell.
I know.
I don't yell. You're not my child. I can't yell at you.
It's just more of the, yeah, okay. You know this, Anthony.
It's when your kids come to you and you tell them you're very disappointed in them, and they actually hate that word. They would rather you yell at them. They don't want you to be disappointed. Disappointment is bad. Yelling is like, yeah, whatever.
My kids don't listen to me when I yell. Yeah, don't do that.
I feel like it's in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
All right. But that's not going to apply to any of you. You're not going to in one ear. You're going to listen to everything we say. And we're going to come back to you next week with more amazing things. And remember, everybody, technology, automation, AI, operations, all of this stuff that make up work and life integration, because we don't call it work-life balance, is all only good when it works. And we're here to help you make it work while being a little different up here. Bye, everyone.